May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Over the past few weeks, I have seen several nativity plays and even had my first experience directing one. Now, I personally love to watch the children. They are, of course, charming in their costumes, and their excitement fills the room. But what I love most is when the children do the unexpected. The sheep go astray, the innkeeper forgets his line, or in our case, Mary triumphantly holds up the baby Jesus for all to see. Now, I think we love these moments because they give us hope. The innocence of the children points to a hope that is often lost as we grow older. They reveal hope of new life in the midst of a world that is full of darkness and despair. As we watch the children, we no longer think of poverty, war, or senseless tragedy. Our worries are put on hold, if only for a moment. And something within us awakens to the hope which the children embody. And this glimpsing of hope took on a particular form for me the other week. A local school was holding its carol service in the church, and some of the children arrived early to change into their costumes. And the shepherds in particular caught my eye as they sat in the corner of the church playing a game. As I went over to speak with them, one little shepherd ran up to me and he proclaimed, "It's a miracle." I smiled, and he repeated, "It's a miracle." So I asked him, "What is a miracle?" Then the little boy told me how he had seen his cousin sitting in the church, and it was a miracle that she was here to see him perform. Now I thought to myself, "Now that is sweet." But then he continued, and this time with tears in his eyes. "My cousin had cancer, and she should have died. But she is here today, and it's a miracle. It really is a miracle, isn't it?" And so I said, "Yes, it most certainly is a miracle." Now, as I reflected on this later, I thought not only about my interaction with this little boy, but also about the hope to which he pointed, the hope that made him say, "It's a miracle," and the hope that we all long for in our lives. In our Old Testament reading, the prophet Isaiah writes, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." Now, these poetic words convey the hope of the people of ancient Israel, their hope for peace, for justice, their hope for a savior to bring good news in the midst of bad news. Now, this was their hope, but how is it our hope? Where do we see good news in the midst of the bad news? Well, maybe we can find our answer this Christmas Eve as we listen again to the story of the birth of Jesus. Now, we all know the story. It begins with an angel, a young girl, her fiancé, and a very unusual birth announcement. Sometime later, we meet Joseph and a heavily pregnant Mary traveling towards Bethlehem. But Joseph is worried. There is already so much scandal back home over Mary's pregnancy. Few people believe their story about the angel and the Holy Spirit. And when they finally arrive in Bethlehem, they have trouble finding a place to stay. They eventually find a place in an ordinary stable and take up with the animals. And as soon as they begin to settle, Mary gives birth to a baby boy. And while all this is happening, shepherds are out in their field tending their flock of sheep. But these shepherds are not quite what they might seem to be. They are rugged, and a bit rough around the edges. Ordinary men doing everyday work. And they never would have expected what happened to them that night. As they are gathering their sheep, an angel suddenly appears, and the shepherds are terrified. But the angel sees their fear and puts them at ease. And he says, "I have good news for you. Good news in the midst of the bad news. Today, God has come into the world, and he brings hope. And you will find him as a newborn baby in an ordinary stable, wrapped in strips of cloth." Now the shepherds are stunned. What did this angel mean that God had come into the world? And why would they send him to find him? But even with their doubts, the shepherds could not ignore this encounter with the angel. And so they set out for Bethlehem. And when they find Jesus, it is exactly how the angel said it would be. Now this is where our story ends. But it did not end for the shepherds that day. After all the excitement, they returned home to their fields, believing in God for the first time. And life for them would never be the same. Now, I don't know about you, but the characters of the shepherds, I find I relate to the most of all the characters in the Nativity story. Imagine what it was like for them. They were everyday people, always on the sidelines, not looking to be part of the action. But then, when they least expect it, they hear from God. They catch sight of a miracle. So let's return for a moment to the school carol service, to the young shepherd, and to his miracle. The boy's experience, his faith, points us towards the reality of hope today. He reminds us of the hope we find in Jesus, whose life story was a miracle from the beginning. God becoming man is a miracle. That he is born to a baby by a virgin is a miracle. That God tells this to ordinary shepherds is also a miracle. And the faith birthed in the life of this young boy is a sign that miracles are alive today. Now you may remember that in the gospel, Jesus refers to himself as the good shepherd, the shepherd who cares for his sheep. He loves all people, shepherds, children, parents, grandparents, the hopeful, the hopeless, you and me. Each of us here has been marked by everyday hardships, economic problems, broken relationships, violence, and tragedy affect us all or those we love in one way or another. But Jesus came into such a world to walk alongside us, to be one of us. He took on all that it means to be a human being, our joys and our pain. And because Jesus became one of us, it gives us hope. And this hope changes our lives. And so if there is one thing that we hear this Christmas Eve, it should be that this story of long ago is not only about angels and shepherds, a mother and her newborn baby. It is also about all of us gathered here in this place. So tonight, in the midst of singing carols, listening to stories, and enjoying the company of family and friends, let's rejoice together as we proclaim that God became at Christmas one of us. For this is truly the greatest miracle of all. Amen.